Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz. The case of the head pharmacist and co-owner of the New England Compounding Center blamed for a nationwide outbreak of fungal meningitis that killed 64 people and sickened more than 700 others has gone to a federal jury. Barry Cadden is charged with 96 criminal counts, including fraud and racketeering. That includes 25 acts of second-degree murder. WBUR's David Boeri reports from federal court in Boston.
25 people were stolen from this earth, prosecutor Amanda Strachan told the jurors at the beginning of her closing argument. It was entirely preventable, but it happened because Barry Cadden decided to put profit before patients. The deaths of each of those 25 people, whose names were invoked as their photos were summoned to the screen of court television monitors, are described as second-degree murders. They form underlying acts of racketeering, and if convicted, Cadden could go to prison for the rest of his life. He knew if those drugs were contaminated, people would die. He made them anyway, Strachan told the jurors at the end of 9 weeks of testimony. She described the now-defunct New England Compounding Center in Framingham as a fungal zoo with gross contamination. The compounding of drugs done there constituted wanton disregard for the lives of patients. In 2012, NECC sent out nearly 18,000 vials of injectable steroids contaminated with mold to 23 states, triggering a national crisis. With all due respect, the evidence shows these people are not murder victims, and Barry Cadden did not murder any of those people, Cadden's attorney Bruce Single told the jurors in his closing argument. The government has to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that he knew at the time the drugs left the compounding center that people injected with his drug would be killed. The government has to prove intent, the defense claims, that Barry Cadden intended to kill the victims. The government's pursuit of second-degree murder counts under the charge of racketeering has struck defense attorneys as extraordinarily ambitious. Proving second-degree murder requires a higher standard than proving the lesser crime of manslaughter. But the lesser crime of manslaughter does not meet the minimum standard for charging racketeering. But second-degree murder does. So including second-degree murder as an underlying act gives the federal prosecutor the ability to seek a much harsher punishment. The mystery of how the contamination was caused remains unsolved as we sit here today, Bruce Single told the jury. And without solving it, there's no way you can convict Barry Cadden of second-degree murder. In the prosecution's rebuttal, attorney George Varghese showed the victims' photos, one by one, ending with, Mr. Cadden is guilty of murder. He's guilty of murder. Cadden himself never looked at the jurors, the prosecution, or even his own defense team, but focused on a wall on the other side of the courtroom. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri at the Boston Federal Courthouse.